Track 61.
Moving on to the second point, how changes within a city can have as much or more of an effect than those outside the country. Various parts of New York have changed radically in their ethnic makeup over the last 200 years. Communities became wealthier, governments introduced new laws, and employment opportunities came and went. Such factors affect where people choose to live or force them to move somewhere else. For example, most people think that the population has changed in Manhattan due to its increasing importance as a financial trade center, which is true to some extent. But another key reason was a change in politics, namely a change of mayor that allowed that part of the city to boom as a financial center. And this resulted in different types of people moving to the area. Brooklyn is an interesting example too, and we'll be looking at it later in the lecture. Whereas it used to be a predominantly working-class area of the city, which therefore attracted unskilled migrant workers, nowadays its fame as a centre for up-and-coming artists and musicians means it has attracted a new and more diverse population of middle-class residents. While the alternative demographic has grouped there, the ultra-rich are still attracted to being in the centre of everything, in Manhattan. This is still seen as the prime property location. Finally, Queens has shown a dramatic change in its population over the last 50 years due to the airports there. This means that the number of airline staff living in the area has increased dramatically and changed the nature of the local population.